This is Akashvani, the news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. President Draupadi Murmu embarked on a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi this morning. This is the first ever visit by a president of India to the three African nations and comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 group during India's presidency. During her visit, the president will hold bilateral meetings and interact with Indian diaspora. On the first leg of her visit, the president will reach Algeria capital, Algiers, by this evening, Indian time. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will lead a parliamentary delegation to the 149th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, scheduled to be held in Geneva beginning today. Mr. Birla will address the Assembly on the theme, Harnessing Science, Technology and Innovation for a More Peaceful and Sustainable Future. The meeting will continue till the 17th of this month. Mr. Birla will participate in the meetings of the IPU's Governing Council and will meet the Indian diaspora in Geneva tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the completion of 3 years of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, stating that the initiative has emerged as transformative in revolutionizing India's infrastructure. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Gati Shakti has significantly enhanced multimodal connectivity, driving faster and more efficient development across sectors. He added that the seamless integration of various stakeholders has led to boosting logistics, reducing delays and creating new opportunities for several people. Registration has begun for the Prime Minister's internship scheme at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. The total cost of the pilot project will be 800 crore rupees. The government aims to provide 12-month internships for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years for 5 years. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has vowed strict action against those responsible for taking law into their hands following the killing of former state minister and NCP leader Baba Siddiqui. The NCP leader was shot dead by unidentified attackers in Mumbai last evening. Calling the incident as extremely unfortunate, Chief Minister Shinde told media the two suspects have been arrested, with one still at large. An earthquake of 4.2 magnitude on the Richter scale jolted parts of central Assam this morning. There are no reports of any casualty or damage to property so far. The epicenter of the earthquake was in Udalguri district on the northern bank of the Brahmaputra River. Another moderate earthquake measuring 4.3 magnitude struck the Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir early this morning. The epicenter of the earthquake was Gundoh. Poland Prime Minister Donald Tusk has announced plans to temporarily suspend certain asylum rights in a bid to reduce illegal immigration. Speaking during a Civic Platform Party convention in Warsaw yesterday, Prime Minister Tusk emphasized the need for European recognition of Poland's decision, explaining that the right to asylum is being exploited by hostile nations and human traffickers. The International Dashera Festival is starting today at Kullu in Himachal Pradesh. The week-long celebrations will officially begin with the grand chariot procession of Lord Raghunath this afternoon. As part of the procession, Lord Raghunath, the deity of Kullu, will be brought from his temple in Sultanpur to his temporary camp in Dhalpur ground, where he will remain for the next 7 days. Governor Shiv Pratap Shukla will also take part in the procession. In Kerala, Vidyarambham ceremonies are being held across the state today. Vidyarambham symbolizes a child's first step towards knowledge and learning. Many people also start taking dance and music lessons on this day. Well, International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction is being observed today. The day highlights the crucial role of education in reducing disaster risks globally. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Australia in Group A match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium in UAE this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Harmanpreet Kaur-led Indian side sits second in the points table in Group A with 2 wins from 3 games and need a win against Australia to confirm the semi-final spot. And that's the end of this news bulletin.